This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said it is important to invest in resilient infrastructure for a better tomorrow. Addressing the 6th International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure virtually, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that while disasters are often measured in monetary terms, their true toll is felt by individuals, families and communities. He stressed the need for resilience to be incorporated into both new infrastructure projects and post-disaster reconstruction efforts. In a world where the impact of disasters transcends borders, Prime Minister Modi urged the necessity for collective resilience among the nations. The 6th edition of International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure has begun today in New Delhi and will continue till tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu is attending the convocation ceremony of the Indian Forest Service probationers as the chief guest at the Forest Research Institute, FRI, in Dehradun. 99 probationers from the Indira Gandhi National Forest Academy, along with 2 training officers from the Friendly Nation of Bhutan, will be graduating from the Academy's 2022-24 batch. The state of Madhya Pradesh is going to get maximum number of 15 officers from the current batch, while Uttarakhand will get the services of 3 officers. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. Top leaders of all political parties are busy in intense campaigning by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters in their favour. All 20 seats in Kerala, 14 of 28 in Karnataka, 13 of 25 seats in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase on Friday. Voting in 13 assembly segments of Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency of Manipur will also be held on the same day. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Chhattisgarh a short while ago. He will be on a tour of Madhya Pradesh later today. After public meetings in Sagar and Harda, he will hold a roadshow in Bhopal. Meanwhile, in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held in 6 Lok Sabha constituencies of Madhya Pradesh on the 26th of April. Election campaigning will end in these areas from 6 p.m. today. In Kerala, all 3 major political fronts are in a heated campaign mode with the presence of national leaders. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will campaign for NDA in Alappuzha today. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi is in Wayanad to campaign for United Democratic Front. Senior left front leaders, including Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, will campaign for Left Democratic Front. The state chief electoral officer Sanjay Kaul has informed that the state is fully prepared for the election and directed everyone to strictly adhere to the code of conduct. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully developed the lightest bulletproof jacket in the country for protection against highest threat level 6 of BIS ammunition. Recently, this bulletproof jacket was successfully tested at TBRL in Chandigarh. India has announced a 15-member relay team for the next World Athletics Relays 2024 tournament. The competition, serving as a qualifying event for the upcoming Paris Olympics, will take place in Nassau, Bahamas on the 4th and 5th of next month. The team will represent India in the 4x400-meter relays for the men's, women's and the mixed categories. An 8-member team has been named for the men's 4x400-meter relay and for the women's 4x400-meter relay. A 7-member team led by multiple Asian Games gold medalist M.R. Poovamma has been announced. In the mixed 4x400-meter relay, Vithya Ramraj, Rajesh Ramesh, Jyotika Sridandi, Amol Jacob, Rupal and Yashas Palaksh will be representing the country. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Titans at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi today at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. In Tripura, due to the prevailing heatwave conditions, the state government has decided to close all schools for the next 4 days. According to a press statement issued by Education Secretary N.C. Sharma, all government-aided schools under TTAADC and privately managed schools will remain closed from 24th to the 27th of April in the state. And that is the end of this news bulletin.